You're listening to the 4 Explore podcast.
As all the grains of sand and all the beaches of the earth.
Perhaps it's time that we talked.
Hello and welcome to the 4 Explore podcast. I am Rob, and today I'm here with Adam Solo and Hugo Rosado, who are both developing Interstellar Space Genesis. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you guys. I'm glad you could take the time out of your day to speak with me. I want to know about you. So, Adam, let's talk about you first. So, tell me a little bit about your background, a little bit about why you're here, how you got here, and just maybe what your horoscope sign is. something interesting.
Okay. My name is Adam Solo. I'm here because I'm developing Forex game. A turn-based space forex game. I'm a games enthusiast since very young. I played since the days of in computers, since the Spectrum days, then transitioned to the PC, and I've been there ever since. So I played all the games, the golden age from the 90s, strategy games. I really grew up with them. Because of that, I then started to feel a need to talk about it more, to talk more about space forex games, especially sci-fi ones, space ones, because it's one thing I really like also. So that's why I then started a blog called Space Sector to talk about. Then for several years, we did content there, reviews, news about forex games and sci-fi strategy games. And at some point, I decided that, okay, I think what I really need to do is to pick up from what the community has been asking for a long time, and to take the plunge and develop a game of my own. So I invited my longtime friend and colleague, Ugu, to join me in this quest. So here I am.
And here you are. So... And Hugo, you go by Mal Ray on the forums, but tell me a little bit about yourself too. I'd really like to know more about your background.
Yeah, my name is Hugo, also known as Mal Ray in the forums. My story is very similar with Adam. So we grew up together. We play 4X games during a long time together. And then we both became software engineers, and we had our careers during more or less 10 years. And then Adam started the Space Sector blog. And then while I was doing other stuff, and then he asked me to join the adventure. And I said, come on, I like adventure, so let's go. And here we are in this adventure. That's it, more or less.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you guys have... I didn't realize you guys have known each other for that long, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell me a little bit more about, like, the jump from Space Sector? First of all, I used to visit Space Sector daily. Probably one of the higher commenters there, because I share your same passion for 4X, so you did a great job, Adam, on Space Sector, so...
Thanks.
I'm glad you had that, because it actually helped me... It impassioned me to go ahead and create Explorement 8 and now the 4 Explorer. So you've done that for me. Tell me a little bit more about the decision to transition from SpaceSector.com to game development.
Yeah. Well, developing a game was always in the horizon. I had two passions since I was very young. One was to work in space activities of some sort. Okay. From astronaut, probably unlikely, but to at least contribute to something. So one of them was to work on the spacings somehow. And the other dream was to develop a game of my own. So I accomplished the first dream. I worked for the European Space Agency for a while. I was a trainee there. It was really, really great moment. It was really a great moment to be there. And then, as Hugo said, I worked on the space industry as a software engineer for about 10 years. It was great.
We worked.
So it was great. Quite a ride as well. Many ups and downs, but
yeah,
great for the most part. And then at some point, I started the blog because we really, all of us needed, there was a need to talk about them, because at the time, 2009, the genre was pretty much dead. I mean, there were probably one release every 2 to 3 years, and that was it. I mean, there was nothing at the time, or very little. So, and from there, then it was for a while space sector. It was all about sci-fi strategy games, space games. And without realizing it, I was going towards probably fulfilling my second dream, which was to develop my own game. So at some point, I think the lines converged. So the need to talk about games, and then the dream to develop my own, and to feel the need, especially at the time when there were very few. We have to see that in 2012, more or less, when we started to work in Interstellar Space Genesis, there were still very few games. There, Endless Space just came out. It was a time where there were very few Space Forex games. Then at the time, I felt that the community really was in need of more games, of more Space Forex games, especially about the type of community that was being formed on Space Sector really liked, which was a very hardcore following of people that enjoyed games like Master of Orion, or the Imperium Galactica series, or the Galactic Civilization series, and so on. So that was the order of events that led us here. So it was in part our aspirations, both of us, as my dream also of developing my own game, to work on the space industry, now in a space game. So also great fun, and the need of the community to see a game like this being made. There were other games being made, but not really like this one. That would check all the points that the community at the time wanted to see. So it was a long time ago. So it's like almost 7 years now that we've been developing the game from concept, now almost beta. Many things changed. There were a lot of games being released since then, but not a game like this. I think not a game that fulfills all the needs that we set to develop.
No.
Please go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying that. So clearly, you mentioned that Master of Orion is a big influence for you guys, and that's pretty evident when you play the game. I imagine Master of Orion 2 more than one. But what other games have you guys played, enjoyed, and then have subsequently influenced Interstellar Space Genesis?
Well, the Civilization series for sure. I'm a great fan of the series. And that was one major influence, inspiration. Galactic Civilizations 2 as well. So mostly turn-based, but not only. I'm very fond also of my time with Imperium Galactica 2 for other reasons. It's a mostly the Master of Orion 1 and 2. Games, and both for different reasons. I really love both. In some aspects, I even prefer one, but on others, I really prefer the two. So it's really there are evidently some major influences from Master of Orion 1, and we picked up mostly from 2, from that formula, to then go ahead and produce something that will be both appealing to that crowd of people that like those kinds of games, but also updated to today's standards, and also to add a few innovations here and there. So I think I don't know if I'm leaving something out, but civilization, galactic civilizations were probably, and of course the Master of Orion series were the major inspirations. But I'm sure there are other ideas that we got from other playing experiences. I mean, I can go as up to Crusader Kings 2. Seems unlikely, but for the leader system, that was a major inspiration. I really liked that, and I really liked it to see the leader system expanded a bit more than we usually see. So that was one major inspiration for the leader system. I think those were the major ones.
Yeah, so you also mentioned a crowded market. So yeah, there has been quite a few 4X releases since 2012 when you guys started this. I mean, more so than I think I can ever remember. I don't remember, even in the golden age of 4X games, I don't remember there ever being this many 4X games released. Can you tell me what about Interstellar Space Genesis is going to make it stand out? Like, what do you think is going to make this game sell when others might not? Or what do you think people look at and say, oh, that's what makes ISG unique?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, of course, this is very important. To position yourself with in the market, and yeah, I'm sure we will please people who like to play those games, to play turn-based 4X games. So this is clearly an a game that was inspired in the Master of Orion 2 formula. So the need and the selling point is really because we picked up from the fundamentals and stuck with them. And that was the issue at the time and continues to be, is that I don't think people really appreciated the fact that the formula was really, really strong, and somehow the end result never satisfied a large part of the community, because a fundamental would not get included in new games. So for instance, turn-based tactical combat, not some games have it, but most don't have turn-based tactical combat anymore. A few have, but this fundamental doesn't come very often. So this one was one pillar. The other is ship design, ship customization. Some have, some don't have. Ours will have. We think it's important for you to customize your ships, play with them, and then see them in battle and control them in battle. So all things. Then the fact that you can travel freely. So it's another fundamental. So we really didn't want to go the Star Lanes route. We really preferred the free range, free space based movement with range limits that Master of Orion series offered. I think that's the that's another fundamental. Then race customization that Master of Orion 1 didn't offer, Master of Orion 2 did. And we think that was also a great feature, which allowed to create many new possibilities and extended the longevity of the game. The leader system, sometimes you see all these fundamentals, but then you don't see the leaders for either flavor, character, more personalization and life and people, really. So sometimes you see, but you don't. Sometimes you don't. So we'll have leaders and expanded leaders, because we think this is an interesting area to explore. And then the colony management is another fundamental that sometimes you saw, sometimes you didn't, sometimes very streamlined, sometimes or not close enough. Maybe you will see a planet, but not much more. You wouldn't see your building. So we will offer deep colony management with a close-by view, like Master of Orion did, not just because it did, but because I think that was something that connected with people to see, okay, people live here. This is really a place. This is not just a planet with some lights, and then there's really people here, and it's nice to see the up close, etc. Espionage, it's something that it's becoming overlooked, or just only comes in expansions if it does at all. It's not really the one of the major systems or as major as the others, so maybe it comes at the bottom, but it's also one fundamental. We wanted to offer espionage options, so that's why we will offer that as well. So the motivation, the selling point is we will offer the fundamentals of what we think did of why Master of Orion 2 was such a great game, because it really offered those ingredients that I think will appeal to many people. Then, of course, we will improve on some areas, get rid of the bad ones, because the Master of Orion 1, especially 2, also had very problematic issues. So we got rid of that, like micromanagement, and we improved some areas, of course, improved the graphics to update to today's standards and all that. And then the novelty, we added new stuff. For instance, exploration now endures much longer throughout the game. We have a novel remote exploration mechanic that you can explore and discover planets and new systems, even to the late game, which is, I think, something new, because many times in 4X games, by mid-game, everything is discovered, so there's not much more exploration to be done, not here. I think we have a unique take on colony management. We didn't copy any... we took inspirations from Master... I would say even more from Master of Orion 1 than 2, but also from other places, so it's quite novel. And unique in the end, I think people are reporting that they don't think it's too much micromanagement, and they seem to like it, and they say that it's novel and a thing on its own. So that's also novel. We have quite a deep exploitation system with asteroid exploitation outposts you can create in black holes, accretion disks to exploit strategic resources. So that part of the exploitation part of the game. Usually doesn't take much attention, but we did the extra mile there also. We have a very rich and comprehensive leader system. Sometimes you don't even have one, but in here you will have, and you will have in spades. Like, you have many skills, traits. You improve your leaders. They improve their experience. They even have desires. So they will talk to you and say what they like, what they don't like, what they want, what they need. And they make demands for me, so you have to manage, okay, we have to balance that. So it was not too much for some players to have to handle them, but I think we hit a sweet spot there also. Then we have some novelties on combat. We have a heat mechanic where you need to gamble with your heat, so you cannot just take fire, so you have to manage your heat in your ships. We have random tech trees. And cultural advancement. So you usually see these in your typical civilization game where you have your social policies and that sort of thing. We will have that here too. So all these novelties on top of the fundamentals, I think, make quite a traditional type of 4X game, but one that I think veterans will like. And I think we will offer a good package of both old and new, if you want. And above all, with good quality, good graphics, and as stable as possible. So that's the idea.
Yeah, stability is good. I'm not a programmer myself. I understand that every time you add something new, another mechanic that... just the way that each of those systems work together, stability has probably got to be painful. I will say that you've touched on a lot of great things, a lot of things that I do think are unique to Interstellar Space Genesis. One of them that I just think is a stroke of genius, really, to be honest, is the remote exploration mechanic, because it's something where you're right. Most games through the mid to late game, you've explored the entire map, but with your system here, you're still finding things, really late in the game, because there's different levels of understanding for each of these sectors, each of these quadrants. And then once occasionally you'll reach a certain level and there's a new planet that pops up or a new system that pops up. And, that system it might be guarded by a monster, or it might be a great mining system. It's just, that is a stroke of genius. So I've got to hand it to you guys.
I have to say that... it really sounds simple, right? I mean, why haven't we saw it before? But it was an idea that came out from the community at the time that was discussed, and ever since I thought that would work great. And it did. It's harder than it thinks, than it seems to implement. But in the end, it's a great feature that really adds to exploration. And it's really great to keep the exploration alive till very late in the game. So it really worked very well.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So Mike, I want to digress just briefly, or actually maybe rewind a little bit, because I actually don't know or understand both of your roles. Are you guys both programmers on this game, or is one of you more designer and the other more programmer, or how does that work?
Yeah, the game designer is Adam, full job. I'm here in a more in a support role in programming, in the programmer role, and in my part is also related with the graphics and stuff like that. I have some, they say they have something that could some skills that could help in this, and I guess I have. So but of course game design is only in, so it's Adam with my help, of course, when he asks for it.
Yes,
but we are both programmers. On top of,
we divided the systems, so these are very intensive system-driven games that have many systems. So we divided the systems. So the programming work is really 50-50. The artificial intelligence as well. We both of us have a background. I mean, we have a computer science degree, both of us, and masters, myself and. In artificial intelligence, so we split also that. We also do the artificial intelligence together. So programming is really all across the board, the two of us. The game design, yes, I do the heavy lifting, all of the design, with the help of Hugo, because the concept work and the pre-production took quite a bit, like one or 2 years almost,
yeah,
in prototyping and design. So when Hugo says that, well, he has a support role. He's not the lead designer, or didn't make all the major decisions, but he was involved in the process from the start for the design work. So yeah, we share programming. Design is more on my side, and Ugu does more or mostly of the art and manages the artists and that sort of thing.
Are you guys working remotely, or do you guys share an office?
It's remotely.
No, we're working remotely. Yeah,
that's good. That way you guys don't drive each other insane over 7 years.
Oh, you don't need that.
You don't imagine.
Yeah. I can't imagine. So you mentioned, Hugo, you mentioned the art, and I'm personally a huge fan of the character art. For the species, like once you select your species, I think that character art style is, personally, I mean, I know art is subjective, but I just really like it. Do you see that art style being kind of like pushed through the rest of the game so that there's like a consistent style? Because right now it's like a mix of like this nice 2D cartoon artist. I mean, I don't want to say cartoon, but it's like, you know, it's 2D hand-drawn, yeah, basically. And then you have what I'd say a lot of 3D art, like, you know, with the colony management screen and stuff like that. Do you see an attempt to make all that sort of...
Yeah, we first started with, for instance, for the characters, we in the first, I don't know if it's Alpha 10, I don't remember. But we started with a more cartoony style. But after some discussions, we decided to try to get a more realistic... a realistic aspect in the characters. So we had an evolution in this matter. Maybe it's not yet on what we intended, but I think it's not very far from the general style of the game. Leaders will be improved to, for instance, the leaders aspect will be improved to try to match, because leaders are still a bit cartoony yet. We try to balance according our the available funds, which are not many, but we're trying to do our best to create a balanced a balanced try to make everything coherent in the final version.
That's good, because I actually personally I really do love the character art now. So the art that's in Beta 1B is I love that character art style. So I mean I think that you've done a great balance of like the it's got like an artistic look, but it's also nice, it's colorful, it stands out, it's unique. So I really do like it.
Yeah, we are working with two Argentinian very talented artists, and they are working with us in these, and they are we think they are making a very good job.
Yeah, I would love to see that similar art style in the character management or the colony management screen. I mean, this is just me pressing upon my own will of what I want, but I'd love to see like art style backgrounds like that in the colony management screen. But you know, I know you guys have your own thing and you have your own budgets. But
yeah.
So speaking of that,
and time.
Yeah, absolutely. I know the problem is time. It's a time. I mean, you've already been working on this for 7 years. I can't imagine that you want to work on it for another 7 years. So
yeah, that's it.
Well, so at this point, where do you see the most room for improvement for your game? I mean, granted, I've played a lot of the Beta 1B. It's actually surprisingly very bug-free, very stable. And, you know, as far as gameplay mechanics and other things that you may want to add, where do you see the most room for improvement now?
Yes, it's quite stable. So that's the idea for the release, is to get that kind of stability, as you said. And it's really, really true. Every time you add something, you really break something. So it's really hard. But gameplay is basically all right now, most of it. So right now, from alpha to beta, is really to improve the graphics, the user interface, to fix all those hundreds of issues that were raised. So from little bug fixes to small improvements to tweaks, all that is complete, by the way. We already did that. But then we have the big elephant in the room that still needs to be finished is the AI. So the AI is now about probably 2/3 of what it will be by release. We still have 3 or 4 months to go, so it will be in a good shape. So the AI will improve a lot. We'll have a tutorial in the game, not available right now, so the tutorial will also be another thing we'll be adding. Two new races to play, two new playable races. Now we have 4. Two new races will be added with their own portraits that Art you were talking about, and their own ship models and backstory and all that. Then the new many new ship modules. So right now there are probably just a bunch of them, like 4 or 5 fighter bays, bomber bays. We'll have many more, from automated repair bots, heat sink, holodeck, that kind of thing. So many more ship models are on the way. So you could say that this impacts gameplay, but it's more content based, so it's more stuff for the ship design and combat. We will have special powers for the Titan ships that are all somewhat already there, but not all. So that will be finished. More music. So people are reporting that they really like the music. We really did the best we can to procure. With the limited funds we had, the best music possible. So
yeah, if I could jump in real quick. I was listening to music last night on my headphones, which is the first time I've done that. I'm surprised at how good it is. There was some like legitimately powerful tracks. So whoever you have gotten to do the music, well, great job.
Yeah, both our musicians are really good. I mean, one is really renowned, Mr. Grant Kirkhope. Even won awards with the Civilization Beyonders soundtrack. I really, really liked his music. We approached him. He was very, very kind to accept. We were very honored for him to accept to work on an indie game. It was very expensive, as you can imagine, but we did the extra mile it was worth it. Okay, so yeah, we spent a bit, but it's really important. I know, many people, some people just turn off the music, but the ones that don't, And it's really important to get in the mood. So the tracks from Mr. Grant Kirkhope, Mr. Ryan McQueen, another great musician we had the luck to find, are really doing a great job. And we'll be adding even more music, even more ambient music, combat music, more music for the Star Map. We're really happy with it. And yes, yeah. we will have more. Then to continue, you asked what will be done from now to the beta. So more music, voiceover work, maybe if there's time and money, especially in some parts of the game, we would like to add voiceover. Improve the colony graphics, R3D, as you said. And they are already acceptable, but not really there. So we want to improve that as well. We want to add some cutscenes to the. There are no cutscenes. Just one in the game right now, the invasion one, and it's really, really very, very basic. We want to offer cutscenes, colonization, an intro, that kind of thing. At the ending, speaking about ending, we think that's really something that has been neglected a lot again and again. So it's another fundamental those that we think. Games have not been providing, have not been delivering, so we'll have, we'll hope to have good ending cutscenes. Then other stuff, we're working on some issues like ultra-wide monitor support. We have text UI scaling for fonts, but so and the game works well in 4K resolutions, but on ultra-wide monitors there are a few issues. We'll deal with that. Then other things that are important, like the possibility to choose which players play, which AI players play the game, in which difficulty you want to play with, like in Galactic Civilizations 2 or in other games where you can select which difficulty specific AI players because you want to play with one very advanced or with one or one weaker. Then more events, improve the text in the diplomacy, add the centralized Hall of Fame, final score, different game speeds. I mean, we cannot promise all of these, but this is being worked on. Let's see if we can add all of these. And the model leaders are already in the game, and Steam achievements, stuff like that. So you see, it's a bit of everything in the months ahead.
I don't major envy you time. Right now.
Now it's really about.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
That sounds like, my head's hurting just from that list. I mean, it sounds like a great list. Trust me, as someone who's played this, that those are all the things that I would say that I'd love to see in this game. So that, I mean, you guys have certainly got your head in the right space, but oh my God, I mean, my head is pounding just from hearing all the things you have to do. So I, of course, I wish you the best of luck with all that. You mentioned that. This is a question I had for you, so I'm going to just sort of come back to it. But you said, now there's four factions in the game. Each of them play pretty distinctively differently, and I like that. You have two more you're going to add. Would you mind maybe just hinting at what they might be?
Well, yeah. So the four ones already in the game are the human, the Moltar, live in lava worlds. The Dragul are working swamps. They inhabit swamp worlds. The Sulak inhabit acid worlds, so think Venus type of creatures. All of them have their own traits and advantages and disadvantages. And now we'll have two more. These two will be for the remaining biome available at the moment. So desert folk, desert people, and the inhabitants of icy worlds, Europa or Titan, that sort of thing. So yes, we haven't revealed them yet. We plan to reveal them soon. We are really, really enjoying the art. As you said, it's really great and it's really, really shining again on the new races. Each one of them has their own government style, which impacts many aspects like research or the way or race assimilation or other aspects. So we have many governments. So these two will have their own government. And that's it. I think we can say for now.
I look, Yeah, and I look forward to seeing those reveals because both. I mean, like I said, the art style works really well, and you know the race design in general is something that I really like. So I'm excited to see the two final factions. Right. So, you know, again, I don't. This is a question I want to ask because I understand that release dates are fluid, and I know you mentioned second quarter of this year, but. Beyond that, once you've released the game, where do you see its future? Do you have plans for expansions, have plans for DLC?
Yes. Yes, we have. The idea is to do post-release support and then to start immediately on the DLCs and expansions. We already have ideas for DLCs and for two expansions. Two expansions are planned that should come out in 1 year time frame, 1.5, 2 years maximum. So yes, we have already an outline of what the two expansions will bring and the DLC policy also of what we will offer. So yes, this is definitely just the beginning. We want to support this game fully and then expand it with the expansions and we already have a plan of what to do. We really want to offer a great, solid, and complete product. We really believe on that. We want Praxis Games, our company, to be recognized as having as one of its most important features that we want to offer good stability and a good product. So we definitely don't want to exclude stuff to put later. We'll try our best to offer meaningful DLC that are optional and on the expansions to offer really meaningful new features and all of that. I can tell you, so what more can I tell you about this? The DLCs will not be required to play the game, but we want them to offer greater depth in certain areas of the game, more content, and the expansions will slowly reveal the universe of Interstellar Space Genesis, because we do have a story and we do have a background story of what's happening, and the expansions will pick up and expand from that. That's it.
Well, it sounds like the future's bright. I really am. I'm very excited to see how everyone reacts to Interstellar Space Genesis. I do think it's a great throwback to games of yore, where I know there were so many people there for such a long time that were just like, why not make Mass of Orion 2 only modern? And I think you've done a great job of taking a lot of what influenced Mass of Orion 2 and add your own spin, add some of your own unique mechanics. And also it feels at its core like a Mass of Orion 2 like evolution. So I think you've done a great job in that regard. So I'm really excited to see the future and how it progresses. And before I let you guys go, because I really am just curious to know, I know you're both very big 4X fans. I'm not sure you've had any time to play a 4X game lately. But if you have you played anything lately that's really interested you or maybe even inspired a little bit for Interstellar Space Genesis development?
Not really much time. For research reasons, sure. And I fired up all the games that have come out and I tried them all and played a bit, but not much. Definitely not to the extent that I
just
did
research,
before.
Like research.
Or mostly for research reasons. But yeah, lots of games being released. Good games in many aspects. We have the Amplitude going strong with the Endless series. New iteration of Galactic Civilization. So, yeah, we had the reboot of Master of Orion also. We did good and not so good parts, but in general, I think it was also positive, a positive game. But no, not specific remarks of about any of them.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, at least I didn't play them as thoroughly as before, because it's really quite a, an absorbing task to develop your own game.
That I can, I mean, I'll empathize. I don't know that I necessarily understand the extent of how time and life consuming video game making is, but I know that it is. I've heard that from far too many people to believe otherwise. So, and 4X games in and of themselves are, you know, a difficult task to undertake sometimes, but I would say it's probably pretty interesting for you guys to have seen Master of Orion Reboot come out while you're doing this, because you can see the lessons that they learned and maybe didn't learn. And I think that, you know, some of that could be, you know, translated to your game, because like with Master of Orion Reboot, they went with the real-time combat, which I think was a big mistake, because there were so many people that were looking for the tactical turn-based combat, which you guys adopted. So I can imagine that some of what you've seen in the past 7 years has been like, oh, wow, that was kind of a flop, or wow, that was a great idea. Maybe we can somehow incorporate that. So, I mean, like I said, I'm just really excited to see where Interstellar Space Genesis goes. And I'm certainly excited to see the fan reception once it gets to a point where it's out in the wild. And quarter two, 2019, so you're looking at somewhere between like March and July, June-ish. So, you know, I think that's plenty of time for you guys. I mean, like I said, the game is already in a great place. It does need more content, from someone who's been playing it, but you guys are well aware of that. So, and I think that's plenty of time to get that content in there and flesh things out and just polish it to a nice shine. So again, thank you guys so much for being on here. I know you have very busy lives and you're working really hard on this game. So I do appreciate you taking the time, because I've just gotten so many answers that I honestly had no idea about. So I think this will be really enjoyable and really informative to the audience. But did you guys want to say anything or have anything else to say before we wrap things up?
Well, I just want to say a great thank you, many thanks to you for the opportunity, for inviting us to talk about the game. As you say, many things will be probably a surprise for many people. That it's going to be, I think, very interesting for them to hear about the game in more detail, as in what we talked about today. We have heard great feedback from our testers, and in general, everyone who has played the game usually only has good things to say. Okay, maybe the graphics aren't there yet, or some things that need the extra polish, and there's no tutorial, that kind of stuff that will be dealt with now in our road to beta. So we are really confident that this will be a game that people will like. We hope.
Yeah,
that's it.
Hugo's just like, yep, well stated. I like it.
Yeah, I don't have much more to say. I make Adam's my words. Yeah.
No, it's really been a great ride. It's really tough, as people say, to be an indie, because you have to do everything. We are lucky because at least we are two of us working full time. I mean, I can't imagine what guys like John Schaefer and Daniel DeChico have gone through alone. It's mind blowing. Okay, Daniel had the help of a publisher, but John didn't. So yeah, we really know how hard it is. But it's really, I mean, it's amazing. It's really, really great. It's just a lot of work, and you really need the passion. And it's really intense, and it's really hard, and there are many, many aspects that you will not like and that you will have to do or subcontract. I mean, you have all the art to handle, and you have marketing to think, and all of that. So, yeah, that's why these games usually, especially 4X games. So I really empathize with John Schaefer on his adventure, and here we are in our own. And it's really tough, but it's really great to be part of this. So thanks a lot.
Absolutely. That's great to hear.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad you guys were here. And thank you so much. And for the audience, stay tuned. I'm sure there's more information to come for Interstellar Space Genesis. If you guys haven't already, check it out on... You have a Steam page, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are already on Steam. Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, so there's a Steam page. You guys can go and check out screenshots and... also spacesector.com. If you go there, there's some information there about the upcoming game. And then, of course, I'll have some information on my site, too. So thanks again, guys, for being here. And thanks to everyone listening. This was the 4Explorer podcast. I will talk to you guys next time. Keep exploring.